On today's Moment of Science, we'll be taking a look at butterflies. These playful creatures are a colorful part of any garden.
What?
Of any garden, and every summer they can be seen.
What?
Don, what on earth do you have stuck in your ears?
Oh, these. These are my plastic penna molds.
Plastic what?
Penna molds. The pennas are the distinctive ridges in your outer ear. Everyone has slight differences in the shape of pennas.
So, what's with the plastic ones?
These molds give me new pennas, effectively changing the shape of my outer ear. Researchers have theorized that the brain has to learn the shape of its own ears in order to hear correctly.
You mean that since everyone's pinnas are different, everyone's ears channel sound waves a little differently?
Correct. So the brain should have to learn the shape of its own ears. By temporarily altering the shape of the pinnas with plastic molds, researchers in the Netherlands found that indeed, people with new pinnas had a hard time locating sound sources. After a few weeks of wearing the molds, however, their brains learned the new shapes of their ears and adjusted accordingly.
What happened when they took the molds off?
Interestingly, volunteers had no trouble readjusting. It seems that the brain remembered the shape of its real ears and didn't have to relearn it.
Amazing.
Nice pinnas, by the way.
Thanks, I think.
This Moment of Science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and Tex Tillery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Tony Mesher in the Medical Sciences program.
We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.